The secret is to develop emotional maturity and self-stability. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. Time for a breather show. Let's mix it up a little bit and talk relationships. Yeah, and the importance of emotional self-stability. I love the writing of Chris Gage on themedium.com, and she's the one who emphasizes this point beautifully in numerous articles. She talks about emotional maturity or emotional self-stability and calls it the number one relationship attribute. In one of her articles, she says, without it, nothing else matters, and starts in making the case that a lot of times we hear, or when she asks people, what's the key to making a relationship last? Some of the most common answers you'll get, according to Chris Gage's article, are communication, trust, respect. But the thing is, she says, those are not the secret. Mark Manson makes a similar point that everyone emphasizes communication as a relationship ideal, but back to Gage's article, quote, communication will get you statements like, I loathe you sometimes, I sometimes regret marrying you, and we can go on and fill in things here that are examples of poor communication or emotionally charged negative communication. You're an idiot, I hate you, you're a shitty father, right, on and on and on. What kind of communication is that? How does that help a relationship? I don't see the point. So back to Gage. And while these are an exaggeration, the point is saying something is not a solution to any problem. It's just lobbing it out into space between two people. And if you don't follow up, it doesn't do anything. Instead, the secret is to develop emotional maturity and self-stability. How do you do that? Here are some bullet point offerings, recommendations from Gage to work toward that esteemed goal of developing your own emotional stability and maturity. Kindness, honesty, respect, and also self-respect without subjugation. That means loving others means first loving ourselves, which necessitates self-respect. Don't bury your self-worth in others or love through subjugation. Responsibility, and this is for our own emotions, wants, and needs. Emotional boundaries. This is taking ownership of our own happiness or unhappiness and not hanging it on our partner. Compromise. Again, quoting Gage, neither person wins in a fight. because mature couples have discussions, not verbal boxing matches. You've probably heard that common tidbit quote, would you rather win the argument or stay married? Okay, conflict resolution. This is when both seek to understand before being understood, hear their partner's side, know how to have a mature discussion and how to apologize. And here's examples of things that are not apologies. I'm sorry that you blank, 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 or I'm sorry, but blank, blank, blank. These are bullshit, emotionally immature statements. And boy, are those pretty common where we muster up, what would it be, you know, 65% of the juice to offer up an apology, but it's a conditional and laced with these backhanded bullshit statements. So I love how Chris Gage calls these out. I'm sorry that you blank, 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 or I'm sorry, but are not true apologies. And finally, on the bulleted list, being reasonable and rational, not selfish or petty. So that goal of developing emotional maturity and self-stability, love putting that at the centerpiece of relationship advice. Jumping over to a couple quick quotes to end this very short breather show to give you a breather from those breather shows that ran a little bit long when we're talking about diet and carbohydrates and the role. Tony Robbins, one of my favorite quotes ever, especially when it comes to struggling through relationship difficulties and trying to keep your eye on the big picture and honor some of these suggestions when it's difficult to maintain emotional maturity, self-stability, love, kindness, honesty, respect, responsibility, emotional boundaries, compromise, conflict resolution, easier said than done. But Tony says, quote, the most important decision of your life is deciding whether you're truly committed to being happy every single day, no matter what, end quote. And then what's it going to take? What kind of guts do you have to muster up to do what you got to do in pursuit of being happy rather than being right or being afraid of alternatives that are going to lead to happiness and personal growth, but require some immediate pain and suffering? I love Brené Brown quotes here where she said, it's something like a minute of a difficult conversation, a minute of, you know, an ordeal is far better than a week of resentment, something like that. All right. Go to it. Pursue that emotional maturity and self-stability. Thanks for listening. More breathers coming up on the topic of relationship advice. Hey, man, how's your sexual function? Oh, uncomfortable talking about it? Look, we talk about our injured knees, our belly fat, so it's time to get focused on function. I want to tell you about Gainswave. This is a cutting-edge protocol where a handheld device sends low-intensity shockwaves into your penile blood vessels to stimulate a healing response and promote increased blood circulation and the growth of new blood vessels. A skilled practitioner puts the Gainswave magic wand onto your magic wand, and after a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results. Gainswave reports an 80% success rate. Now, we know that popping pills is a popular penile protocol, but when you're working with clogged pipes, you just get a temporary band-aid effect when you take prescription drugs. Gainswave addresses the cause of age-related decline by stimulating growth factors and activating dormant stem cells. Translation, stronger, harder, more sustainable erections. I learned about Gainswave from my podcast guest, Dr. Judson Brandeis at the Brandeis MD Clinic in Northern California, and there's a robust network of Gainswave providers that you can find on their website near you. Complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment. And while it's great for ED, Gainswave is for any man that wants to combat the effects of aging and get a little boost for your A-game. So please visit gainswave.com/Brad. That's GAINSWAVE.com/BRAD to find a practitioner in your area, and you can take advantage of my special promotion, buy 6 treatments and get one free. You have nothing to lose and lots to gain from gainswave.com/Brad. Thank you so much for listening to the Be Rad podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.